A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevama Sayin Test, Yevama 79A, pagination is 157, but we start on the facing page. So we're on Ayin Ches Amid Beis 78B, pagination 156. We're going to begin about 10 lines from the bottom. At the beginning of the line, Vayivakesh David es Pnei Hashem, David entreated, he sought out Hashem with a particular request. The background over here, as the Gemara tells us based on the Pasuk in Shmuel, is Vayihi Ra'av B'nei David Shalosh Shanim. There was a famine in the times of David for 3 consecutive years. And David wanted to know what the source of the famine was from a spiritual perspective. And the Pasuk tells us, Shoal Be'urim V'tumim, he asked this question of Hashem, and he was told, El Shaul Ve'el Beis Hadamim, the problem that is causing this famine is regarding Shaul and regarding the blood. Ala Sherhemis HaGiv'onim, because he killed the Givonim. Now, the Givonim is another name for the Nesinim, and this is a tribe that converted to Judaism in the time of Yehoshua, but our Mishnah told us on the same page over here, Asurim v'isuran isur olam. They are forbidden to marry into the Jewish people. And they were a tribe of their own, independent of the Jewish people, and their status was to a certain degree clarified in the time of David in a very harsh way based on a very painful incident which is described over here. The Gemara tells us this response from Hashem regarding Shaul and the house of blood is understood as such. El Shaul, what was the problem regarding Shaul that the Jewish people should suffer a famine? Shalun nisbed kahalacha, because he was not eulogized properly. Shaul died in battle, and in the commotion and in the following transition years, he was never eulogized properly. Ve'el beis ha-damim ala sharhemis ha-giv'onim. And what are we talking about? The house of blood that Shaul killed the Giv'onim. Says the Gemara, Mitoch shahorag Nov ir ha-kohanim. Since he killed out the city of Nov, the city of Kohanim, as described in the book of Shmuel Aleph, Shayim aspikim le'mayim u'mazon. And the Nesinim's job was to support the city of Kohanim with food, and that's how they earned their livelihood. When Shaul wiped out this city of Kohanim, besides the terrible thing that he wiped them out, he also had a residual damage that was held against him, and that residual damage is that the people who supported the city of Kohanim, they were out of business, they were out of work, and they suffered, presumably, terribly. Male alav akosav ki ilu hargon, the Torah describes it as if he killed them as well. The Gemara wonders, Katova el Shaul, number one, you have complaints against Shaul's situation, shalo nisped ka'alocha, that he was not eulogized properly. That's like viewing Shaul as a righteous person. V'katova ala sharhemis es ha-giv'onim. And on the other hand, you're complaining against Shaul that he killed the Givonim. And the Gemara says, both of them are true. They're both being held against the Jewish people. The Omer Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish taught, that Hashem indeed judges each thing on its own independent merit. It's not black and white, either someone's good or bad. And on the one hand, Shaul was faulted for killing out the Kohanim and the residual damage regarding the Givonim. On the other hand, Shaul was a very righteous person, and the Jewish people should have mourned him properly, and they didn't. And therefore, we have two things that are unfinished business, things being held against the Jewish people. Once David had this information, Omar David, David says at the end of the page, Shaul nafkaluhu teresa yarchei shata. After Shaul's death, it's already past 12 months. Rashi points out it was actually many years, but David is pointing out that after 12 months, it's already too distant from the passing. People have already come to terms with the loss. And velodarke lemispide, it's not proper, it's not normal to go ahead and make a grand eulogy now to activate a loss from so many years ago. However, on the other issue that I'm being told that we're being held to task, Nesinim, regarding this tribe of people that feel that they were damaged by Shaul's behavior, Nikrinu v'nafsininu, let's call them in and let's try to appease them. And the Pasuk describes, Vayikra HaMelech laGivonim, King David called in the Givonim, Vayomer aleihem, and he said to them, Ma'ase lochem, what can I do for you? V'ma'akaper, how can I atone for the damage that was done to you? U'birchu es nachalas Hashem, and you should bless the inheritance of Hashem, the Jewish people. You should be okay with us. Vayomru lo haGivonim, and the Givonim responded, Ein lanu kesef ezav im shal vim beso. We don't want silver or gold. What we want, yutan lanu shiva anashem ibanov. We want you to give us revenge. We want you to give us seven children of Shaul's descendants. Ve'okanum lashem, and we would like to kill them. Mephayis, David tried. He tried to appease them repeatedly. Velo paisinhu. And they refused to be appeased. They wanted revenge. The result of this story is that the Navi records, "Va'givonim lo b'nei Yisrael hema." These givonim are not part of the Jewish people. As the Gemara explains over here, "Shlosha simanim yesh be'umazu." There are three character traits among Jews. Rachmanim, they're merciful. Baishanim, they're bashful. Vigom lechasodim, and they're kind. And when you have a tribe that insists on revenge and refuses to be appeased, so David's conclusion was that they're not the Jewish people. They converted to Judaism in the time of Yoshua, but they never adopted the character traits of the Jewish people, and therefore they were definitively defined as a tribe that observed Judaism but were independent of the Jewish people, and they were not allowed to marry in to the Jews. The Gemara continues and says that there was a Hora'ah Sha'ah. Hashem indeed affirmed through prophecy that these people should be killed and the Givonim should be allowed their revenge. And the Gemara, four lines down into the wide, says about this horrendous event that transpired and the way the Givonim insisted on revenge to the point that it ended up being approved. The Gemara says that people passed by and they asked about the people who were killed, Mativan shel elu, what's this about? And they were told, Halalu b'nei malachim heim, they are descendants of the king. Uma osu, and what did they do that they deserve to be killed? Pashtu yideyem begerim gerurim, they mistreated the converts, because this tribe, the Givonim, the Nesinim, were converts, but implicit in this statement, it really says it all. These were gerim, who never made it. They did not merge with the Jewish people in terms of character traits, and as such, they were not given the distinction of real respect of someone who merges properly. The declaration of the Navi is, Lo mibnei Yisrael hema. They're not part of the Jewish people, because to insist on revenge and not to display the character traits of the Jewish people, Rachmanim, Baishanim, Vigomle Chasadim, people of kindness, so they failed in what was expected of them in becoming Jews and merging with the way of life of the Jewish people. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.